Good morning, everybody. This is the November 29th morning session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
You Daly?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Thank you.
Wheeler?
Here. The purpose of council meetings is to do the city's business, including hearing from the community on issues of concern. In order for us to hear from everyone and to give due consideration to matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure that the process is clear for everyone, I want to review some of the basic guidelines, which I hope will help everyone feel comfortable, welcome, respected, and safe at the meeting, and also ensure that decorum is maintained. There are two opportunities for public participation. First, we have the opportunity for people to sign up for communications to briefly speak about any subjects they wish to address. These items must be scheduled in advance with the clerk's office. Second, people may sign up for the public testimony on the first readings of reports, resolutions, and ordinances. If you signed up, your testimony must address the matter being considered at the time. Please state your name for the record. We don't need your full address. If you're a lobbyist, please disclose that. If you're here representing an organization, please identify the organization. Traditionally, people have 3 minutes to testify. I apologize today. We have a gigantic agenda, so we're asking people to please keep their testimony limited to 2 minutes. When you have 30 seconds left, the yellow light's going to light up. When your time is done, the red light will come on. Conduct that disrupts the meeting. For example, shouting, interrupting others' testimony, or interrupting during council deliberations is not allowed. People who disrupt the meeting face ejection from the meeting. If there's a disruption, I'll issue a warning that if any further disruption occurs, anyone who is disrupting the meeting will be subject to ejection for the remainder of the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave the meeting after being ejected will be subject to arrest for trespass. If folks would like to show your support, please do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, thumbs down. Thanks. Let's get started with council communications. Carla, please call the first.